Innovation Radio.
So what's your name?
Michael Desmoulins.
And your
Paul
name?
De Châtel-Perron.
Okay. So welcome here. This is our radio. It's called Innovation Radio. I don't know if you know about us, but I will tell you maybe later. So it's just a project we are doing here in Renault, Italy. It's just a group of guys which have this passion for radio, and we wanted to develop a radio available for the people that work here in,
okay.
in Renault. Maybe in the future it would be great for us to go outside,
yes,
maybe
sure.
in the internet, in the web. So let's talk about what you do. So I know that you have a lot of projects, very interesting projects.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Paul and I are working in the innovation department of Renault in the corporate building, the techno center.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently in charge of coordination of a network of labs, creative labs that are located within every engineering location of Renault.
Okay.
So now there's, it will be this year, 8 of them in France. And,
8 of them.
Yeah,
so.
And 13 worldwide.
Okay.
So there's. There's already 2 in Romania, in the R2R in Romania. There is 1 in Korea,
mm-hmm.
1 in India, the one that just opened in Curitiba, in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about Spain and Russia.
Okay.
So, and so,
but who started all of this? It was you that started this project at the beginning?
I was not alone, but yeah,
okay.
I was part of the 3 guys that pushed that idea at the beginning, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this with a very small room and with some innovation workshops.
Okay.
With the aim, in fact, to bring back the fact of going directly to make things, not only talk about it, but try to do and transform the ideas into a real project very quickly.
Yes.
And breaking the silos within the company that might be very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So make work together, marketing guys, engineering guys, design people, with directly with clients to solve issue and propose value to the company.
Okay.
And bring also an agile, more agile way of working. Maybe less administrative work.
Yes.
Less exchange of money internally, and go directly in the exchange of value between us. So it started very small.
Okay.
That was a room of 40 square meters.
Mm-hmm.
And time to time things became bigger. We've been able to buy some materials, 3D printers, laser cutter, any kind of digital tools that help you to make your idea real very pretty quickly.
Yes.
And we moved to a bigger place. Now we have 600 square meters and a real team that help us.
Oh, that's big.
And yeah, no, that's quite big.
Yeah.
And the space is now divided between a creative space,
yes.
So something very useful when you want to do workshops with your team, collaborative workshops. And also a space that is very close to what is a Fab Lab. So with, like I say, 3D printers and any kind of tools that helps you to go directly to sketch and prototypes.
Okay.
So, and the people here, that they come usually for different type of activities. The first one is to bring them some insights.
Mm-hmm.
So it means conferences,
book
selections,
yes.
A library of innovative materials.
So it sometimes do you invite someone from outside maybe to talk about something?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So people from outside, but also people from inside,
mm-hmm.
To make a kind of internal network, you know, for the people to share professional job, the professional work, but also personal ones, because there's people that are amazing within the company and have passion about things you cannot imagine. So get this kind of network of innovative people within the company.
Okay, so I have a question, because we are trying to do something like this here in Italy. But I will say it is a little bit difficult, because I see that the people here, I don't know if it's everywhere like this, but people, when they are at work, they just think about working, you know?
Mm.
And there's nothing else. I mean, also today, for example, we are going to have you at 5 o'clock. It starts a conference with you speaking about these creative labs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something very, very interesting for me. But I'm pretty sure that maybe not many people is going to come, not because they are not interested, because they think about work. Mm. Oh, I have to work. So how did you manage to unify work world with a little bit of innovative world?
That's a big question. It's not that it's really not easy at all. There's, I think, two or three keys that we've been using. The first one has been working directly with business units to understand their needs, like an entrepreneurship way.
Okay.
And to build with them something directly with their that fits their needs. Mm. So if they have an issue on the problem they cannot solve, help them to take time to go part of their daily job, because it's always hard.
Yes, that's,
you know,
that's the fact. Yeah.
And bring value from bringing other people from the network we make. So this is, I think, one key. The other one, been working on growth hacking method.
So what is that?
Growth hacking is used by startups to hack
mm-hmm.
the way they grow, you know.
Uh-huh, okay.
So it's just something based on the idea that you have to understand the motivation of the people instead of trying to fulfill a need.
Okay.
So when you understand why people will come or not come, it gives you a clue what to bring to them. So this is the thing that helped us to bring the proposal, the value proposal we are in the lab. So insights, training, to rent the space, have a design agency activities, and to have in-house projects. So it's been helping a lot. And after the fact of having a space that is cool, you know,
yes,
that brings the people to be themselves, really.
Yeah, a little bit familiar.
That will brings you like it's your own space. The brief was your flat work, you know, your apartment of work. So people here feel very comfortable, much more themselves than just being at work. I think it's also one of the key to have this kind of third place in the work that help the people to be more relaxed, more free to speak, and more free to be themselves at work.
Yeah.
And we organize also some visits. And we do a huge communication around the space. And that pushes people to go between during the lunchtime, for example, and just walk around and see the possibility and capability how to use this space on their own or professional project. Okay. And sometimes it's the same guys came in this space with their children or just a little
students.
And they see the enthusiasm from the children.
Yes.
They say, oh, well, it's maybe interesting if I can use also these tools. And the other thing is they have to be supported by their hierarchy to use their time on this space.
Okay.
Yeah, middle management.
Yeah.
It's one of the key. There's one location in which we have some difficulties within the network. It's Korea, because they're extremely involved in performance.
Yes.
The work is very important for them.
Yes, yes. That's a little bit what's happening here. I mean, that everybody has objective. How do you call it?
Objective.
Objective. I have to do that because, you know, at the end of the month, it's difficult. I know, I do understand it because I'm working too, so I have a lot of stuff to do. But I think it would be great for everyone to give ourselves a little bit of time.
For themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Because being always at work is not the best way to be effective and productive.
Of course, you need
to take time to, you know, go apart, learn maybe new way of working.
And to test a new way of working and.
Yes.
New tools.
Yeah, because it's the mentality that has to be changed, and it's not that simple, you know. So you told me before you have you would like to talk about another important thing you are doing, so a contest, the Twizy contest.
Yeah.
So please.
So in our world, to coordinate this huge network we have now, it's a big network with a lot of complexity. And now we need to federate all this energy we have, and it's why we launched a Twizy contest. So we start with Twizy, so this little vehicle, and we are thinking about what should be the new generation for this vehicle. So we develop a trainer project, the name is POM, P-O-M, and we try to create an open source vehicle. So this will be our customer inside of the company. Before to create an open source vehicle, we have to create a catalog. And on this catalog, we have to determine the different cluster, different category for these vehicles. And to create this cluster, we have to have a lot of data, you know. And how we can find this data, it's we go directly in a different creative lab all around the world.
Yes.
And we ask to them to create a links with the university. So for example, in Brazil, we will launch this contest on 80 different universities. So it's a huge amount of student teams.
Yes.
And we will have a lot of different propositions on the future of the Twizy.
Yes,
and thanks
great.
To this proposition, we can create category that fitting directly the POM project.
Oh,
so
great.
Thanks to this contest, we can work outside of the company and then bring the value inside of the company and translate in the Renault language.
Yes,
so we can fit directly the project of the company.
That's great. What was your idea to do this thing?
No. We actually launched this this contest in Paris.
Yes.
With 10 different universities.
Okay, so it
so
was
we have actually a team in France dedicated to this project.
Mm.
And what I do is I just take the same document.
Mm-hmm.
So we share confidential document with the students that engage the company and the student to go ahead on this project. And so that's an also interesting thing because we will give the same information in different country. So we can see and analyze on different point of view these different solutions.
What they can bring in.
Yeah.
And it's also a very good way to make known the company, attract good people also within the company, and push what could be the new Twizy. And also something I think very subtle, to seeing the cars not only as a closed object, an object that does not evolve, but more like a platform, you know, like we do in some LCV vehicles, not commercial vehicles, but more on the personal side.
Definitely, yeah. So thanks to this project, we can create a methodology on the open innovation movement. Because we have to create a platform, we have to create a new way of thinking about a vehicle, what should be an open innovation vehicle. So,
and it's a great way to give the voice to all the location outside the corporate, because this is one of the strengths of Renault, the local implantation. Local location.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there is more than 72 sites around the world. So, being in Brazil, in Romania, something extremely valuable. So be able to plug to this ecosystem and get things, it's crazy.
Well, I am impressed, actually. I'm really impressed. It's a great idea, and I really hope it's gonna be fine. I'm sure about that. So the last thing I wanted to ask you is about the inclusive mobilities.
So this is another project, a crazy idea. In fact, we want to go in a place where the car makers industry doesn't go. For example, we want to work with a person in Africa where you can't give to them a mobility solution. So
for example, what kind of do you have in mind something? For
so
what do you mean for mobility solution?
In fact, the story of this project is since 2011 at Renault, we are some people think about frugal vehicle, so very simple vehicle you can just to sell in this country, and to give to poor person a mobility solution.
Access to mobility.
Access to mobility.
Even in countries where there's
no
infrastructure.
Road, nothing. Yeah.
No good infrastructure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you
nothing.
Mean
yeah.
like roads or...
Yeah, so you need very strong, reliable,
and
cheap at the same time.
Exactly.
Vehicle.
But before to create a vehicle, we have to measure the impact of the mobility.
Yeah.
And this kind of social mobility. So what we want to do is to take a demonstrator. In fact, it's in England company, they develop a very nice solution for that. So we will bring this vehicle with us and to explore the new territories and to try to evaluate the different solutions. For example, we want to propose a driving license for the woman in Africa or in India and to see the impact on the on this town or on their life, how we can give to them a solution to take their kids and go to the school, and then have another solution for, I don't know, use the car for taxi or for furniture, logistic, and so on.
Oh, that's a great idea too.
And we want also to open this project to other companies like Total or Orange.
To also
look on different solutions for connectivity, communication, sustainable energy, this kind of also project.
Okay, that's very, very nice. And I'm impressed because you're also so young. I mean, you're so young but so full of ideas, energy.
I'm less
that's
young
great.
Than Paul.
You're both young, but it's really good. You should come more often here in Italy and talk about this stuff because
maybe
it's great.
Next year for the Twizy contest.
Yeah.
So we try this year with Brazil, Romania, and Korea.
So you are going there every time. Are you going to Brazil and then, or do you have a team and just?
I'll go to Brazil and Romania for sure because they need sometimes help to brand the contest, to how to launch the contest, and it's very important to have a common line on this different country.
Okay. So guys, thank you very much for being today with us. I'm
pleasure.
So happy.
Thank you so
much. And maybe then I will send you this interview if you want.
Awesome.
Maybe after we can change our context and I will send it to you. Okay. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you.
Innovation
Radio.